It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Sad news broke Wednesday evening when it was reported that Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. His friend Lindsey Graham spoke to reporters.
We talked about 5 minutes. You know, it's going to be a tough way forward, but he says, I've been through worse. And basically, then we started talking about health care and the NDAA. Literally, it wasn't 5 minutes until he turned away from what I think most people would have a hard time absorbing and focused on what he loves the best. So pray. God knows how this ends, not me. But I do know this. This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
At a Wednesday afternoon lunch at the White House, the president tried to get the Republicans' bills to repeal and replace, or repeal and delay a replacement for the Affordable Care Act, back to the land of the living.
We're in this room today to deliver on our promise to the American people to repeal Obamacare and to ensure that they have the health care that they need. We have no choice. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare. We can repeal it, but the best is repeal and replace, and let's get going. I intend to keep my promise, and I know you will too.
At one point, he tried to make light of Senators Lee and Moran blindsiding him the night before by simultaneously coming out against the repeal and replace bill. And then he took aim at Nevada's Senator Dean Heller, the most vulnerable Republican senator in 2018.
The other night, I was very surprised when I heard a couple of my friends, they really were and are. They might not be very much longer, but that's okay. I think I have to get them back.
That's right.
I refuse. Well, no, you didn't go out there. This was the one we were worried about. You weren't there, but you're going to be. Look, he wants to remain a senator, doesn't he? Okay.
Trump shockingly appeared to make stuff up about the bill. At one point, even promising the premiums would go down 60 to 70% with forms of insurance that we don't even know about yet.
Cross country lines, cross state lines, where it's almost impossible for insurance companies to compete in different states. We can't, because of, unfortunately, the 60 votes, put that here. But it's going to come very soon. We're putting it in a popular bill, and that will come. And that will come, and your premiums will be down 60 and 70%. People don't know that. Nobody hears it. Nobody talks about it. But your premiums are going to. We're going to have the cross-state lines knocked out, and you'll have insurance companies bidding. You'll have forms of insurance that you don't even know about right now. Because that's the way it works. There's going to be tremendous competition.
We don't know about it because it's simply not true. As all this was going on, the CBO released the scores on the repeal now and delay replacement bill, finding that upwards of 17 million people would lose insurance in 2018 alone, with 32 million more people uninsured by 2026 and premiums rising across the board. On Wednesday night, a group of GOP senators met late into the night on the same subject, but reportedly emerged without a breakthrough. Now, as all that was happening, the New York Times released a remarkable new interview with the president in which he threw his Justice Department under the bus. Of his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, he said,
Sessions gets the job. Right after he gets the job, he recuses himself.
Was that a mistake?
Well, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked somebody else.
Mm-hmm. He gave you no heads up at all. Mm-hmm.
Zero. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself. I then have, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, you know, I'm not going to take you. It's extremely unfair, and that's a mild word, to the president. So he recuses himself. I then end up with a second man.
According to the Times interview, the president also accused James Comey, the FBI director he fired in May, of trying to leverage a dossier of compromising material in order to keep his job. Trump criticized both the acting FBI director, who's been filling in since Comey's dismissal, and the deputy attorney general who recommended it. As for Robert Mueller, the special counsel now leading the investigation into Russian meddling in last year's election, Trump said he was running an office rife with conflicts of interest and warned investigators against delving into matters too far afield from Russia.
Mueller was looking at your finances or your family's finances unrelated to Russia. Is that a red line?
Would that be a breach of what his actual...
I would say yes.
And finally, Donald Trump Jr. and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort have been asked to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next Wednesday on a panel about foreign influence in elections. Jared Kushner has also been asked to testify, he before a closed-door panel of the Senate Intelligence Committee on Monday. As they say, stay tuned. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these segments and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider supporting what we do. Our work is 100% listener funded, and we can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.